This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You see, you've taken a look at it. I don't know. Don, why don't you continue?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the war, of course, Allied bomber pilots, and not only the Allies, but also the Axis pilots, were witnessing strange phenomenon in the air. Now, there have been many stories that have come out at the end of the war about things like Der Gluck, the Bell, okay, a secret project that nobody really knows what the Germans were working on. Been a lot of speculation, but things were being seen, things were happening, unexplainable things even today, all these years later. But the point that I wanted to bring up is that whatever the phenomenon is has always taken an inordinate amount of interest in areas where human conflict is ongoing. It happened in the Second World War. It happened again all over the Korean Peninsula during the Korean conflict. It happened in Vietnam. And then later on in the Gulf, during the Gulf War, unexplained objects were being seen, and later in Iraq and Afghanistan, perhaps even Syria. So what do you guys think about that? Have you ever taken a look at any of this and come to any conclusions?
Well, there's not much to look at. You know, there's not a lot of evidence in that regard. But we are friends with a former mayor of a small town in Virginia who was it Korea, I think it was.
Korea. Yeah.
And he was guarding, he was doing some duty, ground duty, guarding. He's a gunner. Basically, his job was to shoot any enemy, you know, planes that entered their airspace. So on this one particular day, I think it was near later in the day, probably
on the border.
Yeah, the border. This bright, glowing, magnificent plasma, you know, orangey, reddish orange, like the color of the sun, so to speak, comes flying overhead and stops, and then makes a right angle turn and stops again, and then it just takes off. And he was blown away. He runs into the radar booth to see if they actually caught on radar. It wasn't there. He didn't tell anybody for a while. Talked to his buddy at a bar later and told him, and his buddy's suggestion was, don't tell anybody or you're going to be scrubbing toilets for a while. So it was very much a hush-hush thing, you know, back in the day. And to hear him tell the story, you can almost, you know, see the hairs on his arm just standing up, you know. So it's things like that when you get, you know, really respectable people telling some amazing stories about things that they witnessed, that when it comes to such a historical case like you're mentioning with Foo Fighters and things in the war where you don't really have that direct evidence to look at, it's all you have is your testimony. So, you know, you want someone who's highly credible and sane at the same time.
Well, there's very, very little direct evidence on any of this if you get right down to it. Other than, for the most part, other than testimony, witness testimony, the government has always been stingy on releasing any records, documents, radar tapes, or anything else about this phenomenon. It's not to say that it's never happened. It has, but very rarely.
Yeah, I have a theory on the whole. Foo Fighters has a little bit more evidence. There's a several pictures. There is some footage. You know, Foo Fighters were one of two things. There were these plasma-type balls that we could actually fly through, and there were these dull gray metallic-looking spheres that there's a few photographs of. But, you know, I think that if there's a civilization watching us, a good reason to watch us is because we're starting to travel space and we're still killing each other. So one of the things they would do is have a great interest in being close to watch all of our wars. So a history of UFOs during wartime would make sense if they're kind of keeping an eye on us just to understand the behavior and, you know, probably try to figure out why we're still acting this way and make sure we don't get out too far into space without a heads up. I mean, that if they're here, that would be a good reason to be here. It's because they got to watch the small children in the outer edges of the Milky Way galaxy that are misbehaving.
Let me ask a question, because what you just said kind of sparked something in my mind. Over the last 25, 30 years, I've engaged in various conversations with many people regarding the intentions of the quote-unquote space brothers, okay? Something that I've always had a problem with. Just from our own history, we can take a look and look at any civilization on this planet that had their explorers, their explorer class, people that were willing to go out and see what was on the other side of the hill or the other side of the ocean. And by the very nature of that, they were aggressive, had to be. I mean, look at what happened when Columbus ended up discovering the so-called New World, okay? And we've seen that play out in the news in the last couple of years with today's additional social consciousness. Now, is it naive to believe that if, in fact, there are ETs out there, that's what we're talking about, extraterrestrials, that they would be any less aggressive exploring the cosmos? We have no idea what's out there, and chances are the way they operate is probably not a heck of a lot different than the way we've operated right here on the planet. What do you feel about that? Do you think these so-called space beings would be any less aggressive, or their motives would be any less than what we've demonstrated as human beings?
I think that looking at ourselves and seeing both good and bad on our planet, there's probably good and bad everywhere, right? I think that whatever is watching us must be good because we're still alive. You know, otherwise we'd be conquered already, you know.
So, or they don't want to mess up the roast, okay, before it's done. there's two ways to look at that.
Reference the Twilight Zone episode To Serve Man.
Right.
I think that if they, you know, they're, I guess, you know, it's almost like with the Drake equation. Part of that equation might be if you're trying to figure out whether they're going to be good or bad. If a civilization survives its own atomic age and its own, you know, beating on each other to travel space, then maybe they're more enlightened and they're more compassionate and they're just observing and they have a prime directive not to interfere or to maybe interfere if things are going really bad. But it also assumes you survive your class, you know, if the supernova caldera in the Midwest blows, you know, that might end all civilization. So there's a lot of things you got to survive to be able to travel space. And we don't even know if we're going to survive ourselves before we get out of the solar system. It's, you know, as Hawkins would say, it's not a good bet right now. So the other thing I wanted to just mention was that kind of like what we're doing, if there's a civilization coming here from a good distance away and they've maybe figured out the speed of light, but it still takes some time, most of these things that are coming could just be mechanical, synthetic, or maybe grown or clones or something to survive, you know, long times in space. And like we do, you know, we're sending robots to Mars, but we're not sending people yet. So the further out you go, the more you might be sending not quite sentient beings or maybe created beings or robots or things like that. And a lot of these UFO cases seem to be so bizarre that that's what they're dealing with, some type of machine that can think for itself, maybe as AI, but still a machine.
We're going to have another machine that plays commercials. We're going to try it right now. But first, let me remind you there's a way to escape some of those commercials, and that's by signing up for the Paracast Plus. To get more information about it, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. We also offer annual and even lifetime subscription packages. And we give you the version of this show free of the network ads, plus the After the Paracast podcast and other goodies. Ben, Tony, Gene, Don, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I'm not joking, by the way, about the way the commercials are handled on the Paracast, okay? Not joking at all. That's what happens. What happens is, physically, they have, it's not a cart machine, a computer that plays commercials. Did you even care about that?
I was wondering why you were coming right back.
Well, you see, the people who actually This is an interesting point. As you know, this is a commercial radio show. We have them inserted later on by the network. That's their processing. We submit 12 files. Do you really want to know this? We submit 12 files, and they integrate it with the batch of commercials that are done. Except if you don't like commercials. If you don't like commercials, you can always order up Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. You'll learn more information. We have Don and Ben and Tony joining us this week, talking about a wide variety of subjects related to UFOs. Don, you want to follow up?
Yeah. Gentlemen, you are familiar, I am positive, sure, of the Fermi paradox, right?
Yep.
Okay. Enrico Fermi, one of the fathers of the hydrogen warhead, back in the very early 50s, was having lunch and with some pals, some buddies, other physicists, scientists. And one of the, at that time, top news stories on the radio, because this was actually a little before commercial TV was all the rage across the country, was flying saucers. A lot of flying saucer reports were being reported in the news and on the radio and in newspapers, and they were chatting about that. And Fermi came up with a very fascinating question. Well, if it's real, where are they? Now, he sat down and calculated, even at sublight speed, okay, the age of our galaxy, okay, the Milky Way, which they figured around 8 billion years, if there were cultures that developed some type of star flight, they could have, over the course of just several million years, as opposed to billion, they could have colonized throughout the entire galaxy. Now, there's absolutely no evidence that that happened. And we've been running SETI searches, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, radio SETI. We've been looking for over 60 years and have not yet detected anything for sure. Well, there have been a couple of blips, but they've never been repeated, which the SETI scientist says has to be done. So, another theory was then developed. What if there is a race or a society of extraterrestrials that are xenophobic to the point where if they discover a civilization on the rise, to prevent any possible future repercussions, they'll wipe it out. Now, you think about that, that's frightening. Have you guys ever considered that? Have you ever taken a look at anything like that?
Well, when you start looking at the bigger picture, and the paradox is certainly that, you know, I think that was 1954, I believe, or 52, that he came out with that. I think there's more evidence now that we're dealing with a lot of planets. There's, 400 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, but we think there could be up to 2 trillion galaxies. So if life isn't quite as tenacious as we think, it surely would make sense that they might miss us, or they might have come, but nobody's accepting the evidence they've come here. So I don't know, if they're extremely advanced and they have some kind of prime directive, they could be all around us all the time and we wouldn't know it because the technology would be such that they could do that. So what?
The cloaking device.
Exactly. Or something, maybe, slip into a fourth dimension and be right there beside you, but not interacting with you because they're on a different vibrational plane or an energy plane. Once you start digging into string theory, which I have, it gets really weird, with quantum entanglement and all of that. There's so many weird things that could happen. It just seems like the Fermi paradox might not be accurate because we don't know what intelligent extraterrestrial life would look like. We can speculate it. What's interesting is they seem to have 2 arms and 2 legs, and people say that wouldn't be true, but I think it might be a way that life evolves on certain types of planets. But I always recall a very neat Star Trek The Next Generation episode I saw where there's this great secret in the universe, and the Klingons and the humans and all the races were trying to get to this planet with this knowledge. And when they got there, the Klingons were kind of kicked off to find out they were related to humans. But the secret knowledge was that this race grew, evolved, and got to travel the stars. And when they traveled the stars, there was nobody there, nobody anywhere. They were the first. So they seeded all the planets, thus the relationship between all the species and the reason they all look alike. I thought that was a pretty unique idea, but, you know, who knows?
All right, so, but that would be almost our image of God, because he created us, or
well,
she, or whatever.
You know, if the legends of the Bible, and I don't want to pick off any religious people, but if the Bible is a not very advanced civilization trying to describe a very advanced civilization visiting us, you could substitute angels and gods for aliens and maybe different species. I'm not saying that's the case, but if it was the case, then, you know, maybe we've been guided in a way that we, you know, genetically, and it's just such a deep, you know, when you look at the science, there is a big gap between when our brain, I think, was 1,200 cc's and went to 1,800 cc's. I believe that's close. But there is a genetic gap as to why our brains grew, and not through evolution, in a very short period of time became, you know, we became much more intelligent, kind of, you know, as Kant would say, I think, therefore I am, where you become really aware.
I heard one scientist, by the way, try to explain that. You know what his explanation was?
No.
We started eating meat.
The time frame involved would not have happened through evolution. I've seen that part of the science where it says that it couldn't have been evolution. There's just a mystery. And look at all the species we're finding, you know, the hobbit species, the various, you know, Neanderthals and the Denisovians, which seem, you know, were a very interesting species. That could be what the Bigfoot is, a very powerful creature that they say would be better than any athlete we've ever had because they were big and strong and had to survive. But look at how many species. It's like with, I'm fascinated that all dogs come from the wolf. That just is unbelievable, that every dog in the world is related to the wolf.
I think of my dog, Teddy Bear, little white furry thing. You're a wolf, Teddy Bear. He's not here now, but that's where it is. We're going to do this break. And then we're going to talk about dogs again. It's a dog's life. I like my dog. He's fun. He's wacky. Well, anyway, we have Tony and Don, Ben, Gene, mixing it up there. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So is this really a dog's life?
Well, we were talking before the break about the humanoid figure, which seems to be, at least if you believe the UFO field, it seems to be the most common type of entity described by people who claim to have seen entities. Two arms, two legs, one head, etc. Now, dogs are another amazing creature. By the way, there's nobody on the planet any more dog-loving and dog-friendly than my wife and I. We love dogs. Now, dogs are an amazing creature. They say a dog is the only creature that will love you more than he loves himself. And if that's true, oh boy. But they came initially, genetic markers state they came from wolves. Now, wolves are a fascinating creature, a social creature, and not many people would try to domesticate a wolf. But dogs somehow were domesticated. Now, there was a scientist in Canada, and this was a scientific article I read probably 8 or 10 years ago, that theorized that if you're friendly enough to accept the idea that human beings, Homo sapiens sapiens, may have been genetically manipulated by something, that dogs were also genetically manipulated from a wolf. Now, I always found that concept to be absolutely fascinating. Take a look at how we, human beings, have manipulated dogs. I mean, we have dogs like the Newfoundland dog, which can reach over 200 pounds, and I'm just using the physical characteristics, all the way down to a Chihuahua that somebody like Paris Hilton can put in her purse. Okay? Now, basically, it's exactly the same creature. And the one thing about dogs that we all know, they're loving, they're loyal. It's everything we would want in a creature that we keep with us. And many, many, many people, in fact, keep dogs. But what do you think about the concept that someone may have been beneficial enough to create a companion for humankind, and it's something that most of us would never even consider?
I think that maybe wolves, you know, it's hard to say how they started to become, you know, one wolf could have just been lonely and come near humans and got domesticated. I could see that happening if it needed food or something, but you know, we have 2% Neanderthal blood, so we were messing with Sasquatch a long time ago. It could have just been their promiscuous, you know, you have to still explain the genetic splinter, but it's hard to say. I mean, when they broke down the DNA, sequence of DNA, and they said that 90% of it was junk, that just tells me that 90% of it we haven't figured out yet. And who knows what all those codes say, because DNA is like a computer program. And once we break out what we call junk now, which probably has some type of function, maybe we can track back to where these genetic manipulations occurred or how they occurred.
Well, do you think that dogs, in fact, could have been also genetically manipulated?
You know, I don't know enough about the science. I've read about, you know, where cats and dogs came from. I know all cats came from the big cats, and those are excellent pets also. I've had both at the same time. But the genetic history is beyond my pay grade. You know, I guess if they break down the genetics of wolves, they can kind of explain that. And I know that breeders definitely breed dogs to be a certain way. You know, when dogs were bred to hunt rats and, you know, swim in the water, the adaptation is incredible. When I was in Colorado once, I never forget this German shepherd that lived on the top of a mountain, and it looked like a bear. It just had grown so much hair. It had hair all over its feet that it looked like it had shoes on. But the body had just adapted to the colder weather and made this thing grow a lot more hair than you'd think a German shepherd would grow. And it didn't look like a German shepherd. So I wouldn't underestimate the power of the genes to do that without some type of interference, especially in something like, maybe it's easier for a dog than it is for human species, but, you know, it's all speculation. I think the only thing we can do is look at the science right now to see what's going on, but when they say there's 90% of our DNA is junk, that just means they don't know what it does yet.
Now, for example, our dog, a Bichon, amongst his other characteristics, he is bred not to smell like a dog, if you get my point.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to be pretty dirty before he smells like a dog. So this is something that my
wife...
He's
not much bigger than a second, is he?
Huh?
He's not much bigger than a second.
Well, he weighs 21 pounds because he's an oversized Bichon with long legs. A little tiny guy. And he's also, he kind of scurries around in a flash when he gets excited. And he has this habit, and it's funny to see it. And he just has to be in the right mood. But he's really fascinating. The other thing, of course, is to show affection, he'll rub his back against my leg. Or to apologize when he does something that he shouldn't do. We should maybe I should create a video. I'll work with Chris or someone of Teddy Bear in action and stick it up on the Paracast Plus.
I've got a Sheltie dog and a Cocker Spaniel, and that Sheltie should be apologizing all the time, but he doesn't. So I guess he has my wife and I figured out.
They really do.
Humans can learn a lot from our animal friends.
If you pay attention to them. And, you know, with Teddy Bear, you'll say something to him that he can't possibly understand, and he cocks his ear and looks at you. So, you know, there's something going on in that brain that we can't understand. But he's got you pegged. He knows exactly what's going on. if my wife gets mad at me, he doesn't want to see it. He doesn't like any arguing, so he'll stick his head under the bed. See, he has a right to argue with you and bark at you, but nobody else. So there.
Yeah, I had a cat, a short story, but my cat and I bonded. It lived to be 22, but I'm sitting on my couch and I lived by myself, and my cat kept looking at the front door, and I didn't hear a thing. So I went and looked through the peephole, and there was a guy trying to open my door. So I went back. I have a concealed carry permit, and I pulled out my .45, and I put it up against the door, and I chambered around. And the guy's got eyes got real big, and he ran up the steps, and I never saw him again. But my cat alerted me to a possibly, you know, before a bad situation occurred. And there's so many stories about animals doing that, rescuing families. The pig that laid down on the road when he couldn't get the owner up and the house was on fire. And there was a cat that found a gas leak that brought the fireman to the gas leak. I mean, it's amazing what some of these creatures seem to do and have more compassion than some of the people on this planet.
Well, that's certainly something to know about there. We could learn so many things from our animal friends. I agree with that. And I think now, I have relatives. My sister-in-law, for example, does not like dogs, mostly because her son is handicapped and he's afraid. And that makes it difficult. On the other hand, I kind of think that if he got used to dogs, he'd probably advance a great deal. Because there's so much we can learn from that. Anyway, why we are talking to this subject, maybe dogs are from outer space. They're sent here to watch over us, but we don't listen to them. That's a stupid theory. I just invented it. It would be a nice theory, though. The dogs from outer space.
Well, it's as good as any other theory right now, I guess.
Yeah, we got more to come. One more segment with Gene and Don. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Ben Moss, Tony Angiola, Gene Steinberg, Don Ecker is our guest co-host. Having an interesting time here, just talking about lots of good stuff. You know, lots of interesting, fascinating stuff that we're going on about here. And, of course, these gentlemen are traditional. I guess I'll call you both of you traditional UFO researchers. Is that kind of the right thing to say?
Depends how you define traditional.
Exactly.
Well, the emphasis on ET.
What we don't want to do is speculate without evidence. I mean, you're going to do that anyway, off the record, but... we see too often, people in injecting their own opinions. Injecting their own opinions a little bit too strongly without evidence, and we try not to do that.
Yeah, when you start talking about hybrids and reptilians and all, it's just, if you're moving away from the science, you have to really get to the point where we are applying science, and, if we capture any of this stuff with any of our devices, we certainly, unlike the Roswell slides fiasco, we would want to present it to the public in a way that, we can put the information out on the internet and let anybody analyze the data. There's some photographs we're trying to get a hold of that we would do the same thing for, let people have at it. But I think that if we just got back to the basics, if ufology got back to the basics, in this field you have to focus more on, like we're trying to focus on things that are flying in the water and in the sky. We don't want to focus on abductions or implants, or Bigfoot, or ghosts, although we did a ghost investigation. Only the things that, we think we're good at, because there's so much disinformation out there, there's so much CGI, there's so much fake news. The To the Stars Academy, they're trying to do the right thing, but I think they're being led down the path of disinformation and being fed some... Those videos that came out, the Pentagon denied releasing them, and they don't really show much. There's no data there. They're infrared, and in infrared you get hot and cold, and you don't get much else.
But yet, in the 30 years that I've been involved in this field, and I have dealt with individuals from just about every aspect that you can imagine would be affiliated with this, from the military to NASA and on, the bottom line is, for 30 years, elements of the United States government have gone out of their way to dismiss and ridicule this subject. Yet, last year, toward the end of the year, for the first time ever, elements of the United States government, by a former senator of that government, Harry Reid, came forward and admitted that there were military investigations conducted on this, primarily because of those videos that DeLong and the others in the To the Stars Academy were instrumental in getting released.
Now, when it comes to disinformation, you're thinking Luis Elizondo, the former government guy, is responsible?
No, here's the thing. One of the key things that came out was Luis said that the investigative arm of the military is still ongoing, and they said it terminated. So that was a blatant lie right there by the government. No, those videos were available. One was available, I think, in 2011. One was available in 2014. So these are not new videos. There's much better videos out there. I'm just saying that if they could be getting fed information that can be proven to be nothing later on as a kind of disinformation tactic, if you read their white papers, there's no money earmarked for UFO investigation. It seems to be a money generating company. And, you know, maybe their heart's in the right place and a few of the people there are trying to unlock the secrets. But when I see money attached to ufology, because we're all poor studying this field, I get a big red flag, you know. And when people are making big incomes and selling stock in a company that's not really going to investigate UFOs, but they purport to do that, I got a problem with that. And these videos are old videos. They're not that new, and they've been out in the public for a while, and the Pentagon came out and said, we did not release those videos. And one of them, when I started to look into it, was I think Elizondo had released it through a D-form back channel that who knows where that came from. They were good. The point that they got it out in the public is great, but I was just rereading how it blooms out there. And in 1987, he discovered a UFO working group at the Pentagon. So we've been down this road before. It's not something new. You know, if you look at some of the old footage from the military in the 40s, it was either Eisenhower or Truman. I'm not great with presidents, but when asked about UFOs, he said, oh, that's the first thing we talk about at every meeting that we have, the executive branch. I mean, this stuff has been going on, and I agree with you, Don, that the government has clamped down on it. I think it's classified above top secret. I think they know a lot of things, but I think it's, you know, it is, in a way, you know, if you dig too deep on this thing, you can hit a hard brick wall. It could be dangerous in some aspects.
If there's disinformation involved, though, to what purpose?
To discredit the whole release from those guys, to discredit the Pentagon study. They can come back later and go, that was a video of a balloon we flew. You know, the thing that killed me was they, when they came out with the two videos, they had the wrong audio. They had one audio while showing a video that was not attached to that video. That told me that somebody didn't do their homework correctly when they released the videos, when the audios didn't match up to what we were seeing on the film. And the second thing is that they aren't that great. I mean, you have the pilots going, gee whiz, oh my God, but they probably say that a lot. I mean, I've seen a video of them flying by what looked like a rock in the air. And as the pilots are talking to each other, he goes, what was that? He goes, it looks like a rock and it's not moving. It's sitting at 10,000 feet. That's much more fascinating to me than these infrared videos that were released.
It is interesting here because both Don and I were going to say the same thing at the same time, something about being between a rock and a hard place. How can that happen without synchronicity?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, love him or hate him, Harry Reid was a force in the U.S. Congress. And you're right, guys. Follow the money. What I found fascinating was all the usual suspects once again popped up. Robert Bigelow, Bigelow Aerospace, was involved in this investigation. Now, it's no secret for anybody that's been following along and checking the headlines that Bigelow has had an inordinate interest in the UFO topic forever. Today, how many people are aware it was Bob Bigelow that originally financed Art Bell when Art Bell left satellite radio and political talk to begin Coast to Coast? He's always had an interest in it. He's trying to find out what in the heck is behind the curtain. And here is Harry Reid talking publicly about being instrumental in financing a UFO investigative effort.
I wonder just how much money Bigelow donated to Harry Reid. And I know that information is publicly available.
All the usual suspects. Follow the money trail.
Where was Mark Felt when we needed him? Oh, he's dead. That's deep throat. Anyway, we're just about out of time. Ben Moss, tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you and Tony do, and you can announce it separately, where do they check you out?
Well, we have a website, www.mufonva.com. We've been writing articles. We talk about our investigations. We have investigations on there. You can always see us on season two of the History Channel's Hangar One. We're on a couple of episodes of that. And
anyone who lives out in New Mexico, we're going to Socorro.
Yeah, we'll be in Socorro in a couple of weeks on the 23rd of April. We're doing some interviews there, and we'll be at Ground Zero for that. And we're going to probably try to tie up the 4 years we spent investigating Socorro and put it together in a documentary.
Don Ecker, please tell our listeners where they can find you.
Friday evenings and Saturday evenings on KGRA Radio. KGRA Radio. Dark Matters Radio airs from 5 to 7 Pacific Time, from 8 to 10 Eastern on KGRA.
If you want to find out more about us, find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Facebook, too. Paracast channels. We also have a YouTube channel now. And, of course, a few people on YouTube say, commercials, commercials. And every time they do that, I say, Paracast Plus, Paracast Plus. We offer a version of the show free of the network ads, better quality audio, the After the Paracast podcast, which is always exciting, all that good stuff. And it costs you just $1.49 a week. A little bit less than a cup of coffee at Circle K or 7-Eleven. All right? Plus stop theparacast.com for more information. Plus stop theparacast.com. Ben and Tony, thank you both for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Enjoyable conversation, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.